What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Now it is Royal Showtime, and Consumer Protection has checked over 100 show bags to ensure they are safe for our kids. Joining me now in the studio to look at the details about what their product safety inspectors found is Conciliation Coordinator Margaret. Good morning, Margaret. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Did you 100 show bags?
Yes.
Was that a bit of fun, going through all the show bags?
It was.
So tell us, what was discovered?
Well, in the vast majority of the show bag contents were fine, but we did discover a couple of items that were concern. We removed a toy torch that contained three small button batteries, and when we carried out our drop test, which is dropping it from a metre above over 10 times, the button batteries did come loose. So that poses a serious burn risk to small children. Yep. We also found a couple of projectile toys that posed a potential choking risk to small children, and they didn't have the required warning labels. And these were also raised.
That's peace of mind. If you're listening, thinking about heading off to the show, you've gone through 100 show bags, and even those batteries often come up as an issue. But it's great. So what happens? So they get removed. So they're not allowed to be sold, basically.
That's right. So what we do when we follow up with the suppliers of those goods, and we ensure that those goods are removed from the show bags, and that, you know, they are not sold at the Royal Show.
What are the product safety inspectors looking for? Like, do they look for a range of things?
Well, we look for things that, you know, are going to appeal to small children, but then pose that risk. So we look for things such as sharp edges, choking risks, button batteries are huge. In terms of, we look that the button batteries are not able to come out, that they pass the drop test, that projectile toys are safe, and that there's the correct warning labels, just to make sure that the children are not.
That's good. Now, product safety, so you've done the pre, so the 100 show bags have been checked, everything's been checked. Do product safety officers, do they also then attend the show? Do they do some spot checks?
Yes, so we will have product safety officers attend the Royal Show every day and just monitor what is being sold there and what's within the show bags, so that we are present at the show every single day.
Reminder for parents, though, with buying show bags, whilst you've done all of the checks that you think you've covered quite a bit, what else should we be looking out for?
If you discover something within the show bag that you're just not comfortable with, definitely do not allow the children to have it. And you can also report that item to us, you know, at Consumer Protection, and we would definitely have a look at that. But ultimately, if you're not comfortable with an item that's in the show bag, don't let your children have it.
And that's good to know. So you guys can then pass on that information as well. So really good.
We will follow up.
Yeah, that's great. Margaret, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.